Okay, I'm sure you people are going to like this piece so much that I am going to play both the earlier movements, the opening movement and the middle movement, and then the finale in its entirety. This is the Emperor Concerto, a piano concerto written by Beethoven, very well known, and all the movements are equally loved by people. So here is the first movement. A little bit of the middle movement, which is the slow movement. And now the finale. This is a slam bang finale. And to paraphrase Shakespeare, if you have socks, prepare to take them off now.
Thank you.
also the opening bars of a famous harpsichord piece called the Italian Concerto by Johann Sebastian Bach. Because it's just a harpsichord piece, it normally would not be called a concerto. It would be called like a sonata or something like that. But for some reason, Bach called it Concerto in the Italian style. And it's got three movements, like almost like most concertos. And because it's so interesting, I'm going to play the whole thing, the whole first movement. And the interesting thing is that the last movement is a racing presto, really good example of a last movement that gives a rollicking end to a piece. So here's the rest of the first movement, after which we'll listen to the last movement. As you must have noticed, that was being played on a piano. Well, the Italian concerto has been played on the piano for more than a century, so this is the version that you're more likely to hear. I can play you a harpsichord version if you like, but it, you know, for modern audience, it tends to be like, you know, noise. But one day I will play one for you. Okay, here is the last movement, and it races. So just listen, because it just goes very quickly. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that, because I certainly did. What a rush. So that was the finale of the Italian Concerto by Bach. Okay, I think I'm going to play the end of the Fifth Symphony after all. I have a space here that I have to fill of about 5.5-6 minutes. So that's what we're going to do. So here.